What if the greatest predictor of your success isn't your background, education, or even natural talent, but simply your willingness to think bigger than your circumstances suggest you should? The journey from mediocrity to excellence often begins with someone who refuses to accept the limitations others place upon them. Consider young Benjamin Carson, whose academic performance placed him at the bottom of his class, earning him the nickname Dummy from classmates. When his mother discovered his poor grades, she didn't accept them as inevitable. Instead, she implemented a simple but transformative rule: 2 library books weekly with written reports for her review. Though initially reluctant, Benjamin's compliance opened doorways to knowledge that would forever alter his trajectory. The pivotal moment came during a classroom spelling bee when he correctly identified agriculture, competing against the brightest student in class. That single moment of recognition sparked a realization: perhaps he wasn't a dummy after all. His newfound confidence fueled further academic improvement, eventually transforming him from the lowest performer to one of the highest achievers. This dramatic reversal demonstrates how quickly life can change when we dare to expand our vision of what's possible. Have you ever considered how different your life might be if someone had absolute, unwavering faith in your potential? Sonia Carson embodied this transformative belief despite facing overwhelming obstacles. Working multiple cleaning jobs while refusing public assistance, she lived by the motto, "If anybody else can do it, I can do it better." Her own journey exemplifies extraordinary resilience, overcoming limited education, poverty, and even hospitalization for mental health challenges. During her treatment, she formed a friendship with Mary Thomas, who provided not just companionship, but a Bible that inspired Sonia to improve her own reading skills. What makes her story remarkable isn't just personal triumph, but how she channeled that strength into creating an environment where her sons could thrive. She balanced nurturing with discipline, consistently emphasizing that they controlled their own destinies regardless of societal biases. When Benjamin began excelling academically and developed arrogance, she guided him toward humility through wisdom from Proverbs. Her approach wasn't about creating successful children for her own glory. It was about developing young men with both skills and character who could contribute meaningfully to the world. The profound lesson here is that expectations, particularly from those we respect, can fundamentally alter our perception of what's possible for ourselves. Success rarely emerges from solitary effort. Throughout life, key mentors appear who recognize and nurture dormant potential. Fifth grade science teacher William Jaddick transformed a casual interest in rocks into a passion for knowledge through after-school sessions examining specimens. In high school, biology teacher Frank McCotter's suggestive rather than directive approach helped students own their accomplishments while offering opportunities like lab assistantships that built practical experience. Band director Lemuel Doakes instilled discipline through unique motivation methods, strengthening both musical and academic excellence. Spiritual mentor Aubrey Tompkins showed how true success balances professional achievement with human connection. These individuals formed a constellation of guidance, each illuminating different aspects of potential and collectively shaping both personal and professional growth. Who are the mentors who saw something in you that you couldn't yet see in yourself? Medical advancement often requires venturing into uncharted territory, where the line between impossible and groundbreaking is determined by courage and skill. The separation of the Binder twins exemplifies this reality. No one had successfully separated such Siamese twins before. This intricate procedure demanded meticulous teamwork and extraordinary precision. Despite criticism regarding experimental ethics, the successful outcome validated the risks taken. Today, Amber lives as a healthy girl, a living testament to medical bravery. Similarly, Dusty Phillips' case involved a high-stakes operation on an infant with a malignant brain tumor after standard treatments failed. His parents chose surgery despite substantial risks, including severe bleeding, paralysis, or sensory changes. The subtotal hemispherectomy removed substantial tumor-affected areas, and 5 years later, Dusty remained tumor-free and neurologically intact. David Troutman's journey further demonstrates the power of radical intervention when there's potential for meaningful quality of life. Despite severe post-operative complications, his unwavering determination inspired his medical team to attempt risky treatment, ultimately resulting in remarkable recovery. What these cases reveal is that progress doesn't happen through cautious incrementalism alone. Sometimes, the greatest advances come when skilled practitioners step beyond established boundaries, not recklessly, but with calculated courage backed by expertise and compassion. Have you ever faced a situation where your absolute best efforts weren't enough? Rob's case powerfully illustrates this reality. After being in a deep coma with no brain activity, medical science offered little hope. Despite every possible intervention, his condition remained unchanged. Then, unexpectedly, Rob's hand moved purposefully. His pupils began reacting to light, and within days he was off the respirator, talking, walking, and playing with his children. When a brilliant neurologist tried explaining this through mitochondrial function, one question revealed the extraordinary nature of the case. Have you ever seen such a thing before? His negative response confirmed what was evident. This was beyond conventional medical explanation. "This is a miracle," I told him. "Why not accept it for what it is? Rob was gone, and now he's back." The experience showed that when human effort reaches its limits, acknowledging a higher power becomes necessary. Prayer became the bridge between human limitation and miraculous outcome. True fulfillment comes through purposeful action and contribution. The Think Big framework starts with recognizing our talents. When natural abilities align with valued fields, success follows naturally. Honesty forms the foundation, freeing us from past deceit while building trust and dignity in both personal and professional spheres. Insight transforms thinking, enabling us to adapt, innovate, and learn from others' experiences. Niceness, contrary to popular belief, creates valuable connections through thoughtful consideration of others. Knowledge becomes power that transcends societal barriers, with books serving as gateways to diverse perspectives and creative thinking. In-depth learning leads to true mastery through consistent study and exposure to varied viewpoints. Finally, acknowledging divine assistance provides support beyond human capability. These principles, talent, honesty, insight, niceness, knowledge, and faith combine to create meaningful success that extends beyond oneself. The integration of faith and practice becomes most powerful when human capability reaches its limits. During Christine's brain surgery, a cardiac arrest occurred, and a heartfelt prayer coincided with her heart's unexpected revival. Christopher Pyland's case at Johns Hopkins further illustrates this principle. Despite his inoperable brainstem tumor and grim prognosis, his parents maintained unwavering faith. Following exploratory surgery and against medical expectations, Christopher made an extraordinary recovery, challenging conventional medical understanding. These experiences reveal that excellence, however refined, remains incomplete if limited to human capability alone. When we acknowledge divine need, we open ourselves to possibilities beyond our limitations. True mastery involves not just skill development, but also humility, recognizing that some outcomes require faith in something greater than ourselves. This perspective places human effort within a larger context of purpose, enabling us to attempt the seemingly impossible and sometimes witness the extraordinary.